9 degrees and a little rainy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The Nashville Electric Service has selected 4 neighborhoods where it will try burying power lines. The pilot is limited in scope. At a board meeting this month, NES approved $9 million to put toward moving lines underground on a street in Old Hickory, a street in Cane Ridge, 2 streets in the Thompson Lane area, and a few streets in Charlotte Park. Following Winter Storm Fern, where hundreds of thousands of Nashvillians lost power, some for more than a week, there was a broad call for NES to make new approaches. One suggestion was burying power lines, although some experts say that approach isn't always effective unless implemented state system-wide. That can be very costly. Nashville has already buried power lines in some areas of downtown, as well as in new construction. Following a Nashville judge's decision to dismiss a criminal charge against Kilmar Abrego Garcia, he is now asking for protection against deportation to a country where he has no relationship. The Trump administration wrongly deported the man back to El Salvador despite judicial protection. They were forced to bring him back and promptly charge him with human smuggling charges based on a years-old traffic stop in Tennessee. But last week, a federal judge dismissed those charges, calling them selective and vindictive. The Tennessee Lookout reports Abrego Garcia is now asking a Maryland judge to bar immigration officials from deporting him anywhere other than Costa Rica. That nation has agreed to give him refugee status. The U.S. government has been trying instead to deport him to the African country of Liberia, where he has no connection. His attorneys say that's an attempt to punish him after his successful legal challenges. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.